On Byte, may the 4th be with you with a look at a new animated series, Star Wars Tales of the Empire. Diana Lee Inosanto takes her character of Morgan Elsbeth that she played in Ahsoka from live action to animation as we learn more about her character.
Well, first of all, to be asked to voice any character for Lucasfilm is a tremendous honor, but to have it for Morgan Elsbeth, I was just thrilled, and I loved the whole process, but more important, I just love that the world gets to see her backstory. The world gets to see why she evolved the way she did. And also, too, they get to connect, too, with her family, you know? And so that's why I am just thrilled about doing the voice of Morgan Elsbeth.
There is more with Diana Lee Inosanto in a moment. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. From the audio provided by Lucasfilm, she talks about the process for Morgan.
It comes in evolutionary stages for me as I developed Morgan Elsbeth, but with the help of Dave. But luckily for me, I would read Timothy Zahn's books. I read Ian Convery's short story, Bug. And then I had my own conclusions about how her history might have gone. And to have, you know, confirmed that I was on the right track was wonderful when I was able to do Morgan Elsbeth in Tales of the Empire. And again, it's just incredible that we get to see that she also had the capacity to love. But when you lose the people that you care about, what does that do to someone's spirit and their soul? And so we also get to explore the fact that, you know, in many ways, when she says, you know, my anger gives me strength, that's her armor, right? She's angry. She's a survivor. And she is committed to creating a different destiny for herself, you know? And so that's what I love about playing Morgan, because she's such a complicated character. And there's so many things I think people can relate about this complicated person.
We'll get to see her in various stages of her life.
Well, depending on what stage, you know, we're viewing Morgan, you see the first stage where, you know, she's there. She's with her Night Sisters and she's there being protective and she's there wanting to make sure that they survive. And then to see that she loves her mother and her mother loves her and they're willing to sacrifice their lives for each other. I think that's a whole other area that people did not see coming from Morgan, you know? But then I love it. By the time we get to her scenes with Thrawn, I just love that there is something to be said internally about what it is to validate somebody's mind and their brilliance and their intelligence. And that's what I love that Thrawn gave to Morgan Elsbeth. And that's why he chose her to be a part of his secret. I mean, his circle, actually. And so that's what I think makes it, her character so fascinating. Her mind, her brilliance, and her persistence and resilience.
And what is Morgan's goal?
I would say that Morgan's goal has always been to try to restore Dathomir in some way, because so much was lost. And I think she finds that the Empire serves. It's sort of like that saying, ends justifies the means. So by dedicating herself to the Empire, and particularly later on to Thrawn, she sees this as a way to be able to get closer and closer to the goal of restoring her people and the culture and her heritage, because I assume it's very rich, right? And so there's so much that was lost. So it makes sense that Morgan is going to do everything she can to restore her people in some way and in some capacity.
Look for Star Wars Tales of the Empire on Disney+. Looking forward to that one. Welcome to Savings with Sci-Fi Talk Plus. With your subscription, you can customize your own playlist from over 1,000 episodes to share with the other subscribers. There's also exclusive videos on movies and television you must see. Plus, there's exclusive podcast series and episodes. all commercial-free and uncensored. I'll field your questions and requests and ask me anything. There's also a free 30-day trial period, too, with a special introductory price of only $2.50 a month. And if you opt in for the yearly subscription, it comes to $2.08 each month. Look for Trek Tuesday, my Star Trek series with interviews from every generation, plus specials on the acclaimed series Silo, and not to mention a database of interviews since I started podcasting in 2005. And there's my original series, The Science of Mars, as scientists, astronauts, writers, and historians speculate on what it would be like to live on the angry red planet. All at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. Subscribe now for only $2.50 a month by clicking on the link in the show notes for easy enrollment to listen to the device of your choice. But do it before June 1st. May the 4th be with you. For Byte, this is Tony Tolotto.